obviously a big disappointment. You know, we had our opportunities in the football game to put it away, and really a credit to Chicago, especially in the special teams area, that made some plays when they had to, and obviously made a couple big drives here at the end when they had to have those big drives. But we had a chance a number of times to put it away, and we didn't do it. And to be the football team that we're hoping we are, you got to be able to put those games away.
Mike, could you talk about just the decision to kick to Devin Hester? What did you go through during the week, and why did you decide to kick him?
Well, I think you saw the first half that we did a pretty good job relative to the special teams, and sometimes you don't kick it as far, and all of a sudden you give him a little edge. He's able to take it the distance. So. Obviously did that to us today. So if you had to do it all over, obviously you wish you played like you did in the first half on special teams and not like we did on the second half. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't see it. I don't think it was holding. I think it was just a little bump. They called it past 5 yards. But, hey, we had our chances throughout the game, you know.
Sometimes those calls are right. Sometimes those calls are wrong. But regardless of what they are, we had opportunities to put it away many times and take advantage of it.
Mike, Jay Cutler seemed to be ineffective in the second half. Any comments on the passing game?
Well, I don't know if that's true. You know, he had a 90-yard drive and an 80-yard drive, I believe, in the second half. And, Chicago's pretty good defense. And then we
were a little ineffective with our wide receivers. We had a couple guys go out in there, so we couldn't run exactly the same things we were doing early in that third, fourth quarter. But, anyway, credit to Chicago. They stopped us when they had to. Good. You know, he played fairly good. You know, in the first play of the game, he sprained his ankle, and he was tough enough to work through it. And one of the reasons why he wasn't in there in the end, he couldn't go any further. But and credit to him to play as hard as he did throughout the game, and he could hardly walk on that sideline. So it gives you a little idea of his toughness.
Mike, when Peterson had that push into the end zone about 4 yards out, did you feel maybe that they were kind of imposing their will and the momentum was starting to change at that point? Because after that run, it just seemed like
you can pick a number of situations in that game that could have stopped it. But, the bottom line is they made the plays when they had to make them. We had a number of opportunities there throughout the game, especially there in the fourth quarter, to take control of the game, especially being up by 14 points, having the ball at midfield. And they did the things they needed to do to win the football game. Well, they adjusted pretty good. You know, they're going to take away sometimes the inside part of the running game, sometimes the outside, and it's a guessing game. And got a little momentum with that one drive that came back with a couple big plays and got a couple quick touchdowns, put them behind the eight ball. But, you know, they made the plays, like I said, when they had to make them, and unfortunately we didn't. No, it's always disappointing when you have a game under control. At least you think you do, and you don't do it. And that's the bottom line. You know, you can go through so many situations in that game that there's a difference between losing and the National Football League, especially on the road. You got to make those plays. You know, you can't give up those big plays on special teams and expect to win. And defensively, at the end of the game, you've got to be able to slow them down a little bit. They had two big drives, so. And then we had a chance offensively to put it away if we controlled the tempo of the game, and that went 3 and out, which led to the blocked punt. So you can keep on going through various situations. The main thing is we got to get better as a football team to win those games, and hopefully we can do it next week.
What did happen on that blocked punt? Did you get a chance to see it?
No.
Would Mike Elliott on the penalty right before that?
Which one?
The penalty when you had to repunt it. What did he say?
He said one of our guys lined up too deep in the backfield. Of the linemen, I believe.
Mike, in your mind, is it not worth it to not kick to Hester? I mean, I don't know if that went through your mind during the week of the pros and cons of not kicking.
Well, Kansas City, it was a difference 2010 game. He scored 2 touchdowns in that game, so, obviously it wasn't the right decision there. And anytime a guy returns 2 kicks, obviously, you look back and say that wasn't a very good decision. I just thought early in the game, I thought we knew what we had to do. And like I said, if you don't have maybe a kickoff that's quite long enough or a punt that doesn't hang up in the air and you give him a ball early enough, he's going to go the distance because he's that talented. And you know, any time that someone does that, it's not one guy because you know you're going to have kicks like that. But you got to step up as a group and make the plays, and we didn't get that done today. Very, very good job by Hester. You know, he's like I said early in the week, I think he's the best one I've ever seen, and obviously proved that today. Okay, thanks.